USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Neil Kashori, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, called for a nationwide economic shutdown of up to 6 weeks to get the coronavirus pandemic completely under control, warning that the rest of 2020 could be much worse than America has experienced thus far. In a New York Times op-ed, he wrote, "The next 6 months could make what we have experienced so far seem just like a warm-up to a greater catastrophe. With many schools and colleges starting, stores and businesses reopening, and the beginning of the indoor heating season, new case numbers will grow quickly," using information from the Center for Infectious Disease Research. President Trump has insisted that states resist the urge to roll back reopenings. He said earlier this week, when asked about Kashori's comments, "The country is not going back to shutdowns." Aside from the economic shutdown he's calling for, he also called for more stimulus relief from the federal government. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Thousands of bikers have poured into the small South Dakota city of Sturgis as the 80th Sturgis Motorcycle Rally rumbled to life despite fears it could lead to a massive coronavirus outbreak. The rally will become the largest public gathering since the pandemic began, with organizers expecting over 250,000 people from all over the country to make their way there during the 10-day event. That would be roughly half the number of previous years, but local residents and even a few bikers worry that the crowds could create a super spreader type of event. China slammed the United States for imposing barbarous sanctions in response to Beijing's crackdown on Hong Kong. In the toughest action by the United States on Hong Kong since China imposed the sweeping new security law on the territory, Washington sanctioned a group of Chinese and Hong Kong officials, including the city's leader. The move came after President Donald Trump's administration forced Chinese internet giants TikTok and WeChat to end all operations in the United States. Remember, you can listen live anytime at usaradio.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Just over 97,000 children have now tested positive for the coronavirus in the last 2 weeks, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics. Out of almost 5 million reported COVID-19 cases in the United States, the group found that more than 340,000 were children. In New York City, home to the nation's largest school district, Mayor Bill de Blasio announced a return to in-person schooling in the fall and pledged that his officials have worked incessantly to get it right. 30 children have died of the coronavirus in the month of July. Pressure to get kids back into the classroom has left superintendents in more than 13,000 different school districts across the country to figure out how to keep children safe amid a myriad of public health advisories and how to handle learning differences. Counterfeit documents are giving criminals a license to commit a number of crimes, including voter fraud and terrorism, according to United States officials at the Customs and Border Protection offices. They say they've seized over 20,000 counterfeit U.S. driver's license at Chicago's O'Hare Airport alone. The licenses and other fake documents were included in overseas shipments, mostly from China and Hong Kong. Dallas has also seen an influx in counterfeit document seizures, over 20,000 since 2019. And last fall, CBP agents in Kentucky intercepted nearly 30,000 fake U.S. licenses and more than 3,000 blank card stocks for making those licenses that were headed to New York City. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.